There's a sort of freedom, like an intrinsic knowledge, like you are part ocean, ocean is part you. You have salt water in your body. You are part of this.
Oceans, life underwater. A new podcast all about the oceans and the mind-blowing life within them.
Subscribe now to Oceans, Life Underwater on your favorite podcast app.
Stephen Davis here with an update on our first series, The Secret History of Flight 149. You might have seen in the news the announcement that a group of passengers and crew from Flight 149 are preparing to take legal action against the British government and British Airways. This is a really significant development in the case, and I sat down with journalist John Snow to discuss it on his podcast called Snowcast. You can listen to a clip from our conversation here, and we've linked to the full interview in the episode description. We'll keep you updated as the case develops.
New legal action has just been announced. How optimistic are you that the hostages will get justice that they're after?
Though in good hands, I was introduced to this firm, McHugh Jury. They're people after my own heart. They're taking on Andrew Tate, by the way. They're suing the Wagner Group, and they're a good bunch, and they're definitely not in it for the money. They have a powerful case, and they have given hope to the human shields. It helps if the press cover this story properly at last. My personal view, though, I don't think the British government will ever allow a case like this to come to court, because governments of all political stripes want the ability to run these deniable missions. So the chances of it coming to court, I would say, are not great, in my personal opinion, but the chances of enough people getting angry to force a final admission, be honest, BA, be honest, the government, apologise and pay some compensation, I think are reasonable.
I believe there are plans for a television drama based on these events. When will this air?
There's both a drama and a documentary in development, John. Perhaps next year, perhaps the year after. The purpose of these things is to bring to public attention, you know, one of the great cover-ups of something terrible that happened to a large group of people.
Did you ever imagine that you would be working on this story for more than 30 years? What made you keep on going?
It's been half my life, actually, John. And I've done a lot of other investigative reporting, but there's something about the story, the sheer brazenness of the deception and the cover-up, the tremendous mismatch between what the public thinks happened. You know, many of these people, when they got back from their ordeal and would meet people and friends and in dinner parties, they would say, oh, yeah, 149, nothing much happened. You had a bit of a holiday, didn't you? You know, the mismatch between the public understanding of what the terrible things that happened to these people and what actually happened to them, and the pain. You know, when I did the podcast and I sat in a studio and interviewed people, there would always be some moment where they would be right back there. I remember one individual, he started to shake and tears came into his eyes as he remembered a mock execution, how a guard had pointed a gun at his head and threatened to shoot him. And these kind of things, you know, if you were a proper journalist and a decent human being, will keep you going. And I'm going to keep going in the hope that eventually we will get the truth about this.